This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The weirdness continues.
Yeah, it does. You know what's funny? Last week at some point as we were doing the intro to the show, last 30 or whatever, yeah. There was a right before we went on, I was busy here getting my wife's little office space organized, and then I came back and you said something like, I don't know, something, I guess I'd bent over right in the camera range.
Yeah.
And so yes. You were like, oh, nice show. Well, I just got to see the moon over Mill Valley, and I don't think you realized it, but I looked over and I went, oh, that's what happens. I guess you were just adjusting your pillow.
Oh, goodness. The moon over Mill Valley. Yes, I was adjusting my pillow. I'm trying to make my seat more comfortable.
Well, as you turned around, I went, whoa, there's the shot.
How exciting
right.
for you. My God,
good
wake
morning,
up, everyone.
I guess I missed that show.
You did.
It was are we very, on, it was, are we on Instagram live?
Yes.
So, when did you start that? In time to see the full moon?
You know what? I wonder how long before we went on, Vin. Did that happen?
Maybe 10 minutes. It was
minutes. All right.
It's a bummer.
Phew.
I started it about maybe a minute before we went on, so we had a little bit of green day in there.
Well, I do have black pants on, so I'm not as worried about it as if, say, I had my white pants on. You know,
well,
at least I have pants on.
I don't say that for you to worry about it. I just thought it was... I'm sitting here getting ready. I looked up, and there you were bent over, and I went, whoa, all right. That's how that happens. And then
funny. Oh, go ahead.
No. Then you just... You put your pillow down, and I went, oh, we're making adjustments.
Yeah. Hey, Vinny, Instagram can't see you. They want you to move to your right.
That was a perfect slow-mo reframe. Oh, my God. That's funny.
So good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Right before we went on, I don't know when Bryn starts the Instagram live thing that we've been doing at this break every morning the last couple days. Are we on Alice 973 or Brittany Boy?
Alice 973.
Okay, so if you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, we're on right now. We're just on like a little 4-square Facebook Messenger. So I reach over, I grab a Kleenex and I start shoving it in my nose. Like to, you know, let's get that area dried up. I don't want to be wiping at that during the first break. And I look over toward the phone and I go, oh, I'll bet we're on Instagram Live right now. Over here.
Right.
Let me get out of the frame. You just don't, you're not thinking about that.
Well, used to it at the station, but here at home, right. I'm personally not used to any of this yet.
No, and it's not getting easier. Like, I really figured we'd get into a groove and it would be so, you know, working from home sounds great. It's just it's a new weird reality.
Well, if I can be frank, I want to leave.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I want to leave and I want to stay gone for a while, like half the day.
I want to leave. I want to see my friends. I want to play a game of cards with someone that I don't have to sterilize everything after they leave. I just want my old life back.
I know that no one wants to hear anybody bitch about their situation when their situation ain't that bad, but I definitely never imagined myself. You make kids and you go, all right, well, you know, the missus really wanted kids. I'm down. but I never saw myself spending 24/7 for weeks or how many? A month? Months?
It's going to be at least a month. Well, no, actually, it's going to be at least 6 weeks because we're being told beginning of May now, and then there are people already canceling school for the rest of the year. So we're looking at 2.5, maybe more months. I mean, I think we really... I actually am trying not to even put an end date on it. I'm just trying to be in the day that I'm in, do the things I need to do for that day, and, you know, waiting for good news. Oh, it's over. Oh, everyone back to normal. I mean, I'm waiting for that, but I'm not expecting it, and I'm trying not to look too far into the future.
Right.
You know, well, there's all kinds of bad crap happening in the future. Like, people's lives are falling apart right now.
No, well, again, I just have to pull my head out and deal with my my new reality. But
yeah,
there are definitely in New York and even Southern California, the spread has been profound. So there's spots that they're, what do they call them? Hot spots that are so bad that it's, I'm not going to do the numbers because I just feel like it's fear mongering. It's just.
Well, it's depressing also, and you can get those numbers anywhere. I saw the numbers 5 times this morning just reading casually through news stuff. Like, it's, you know, I mean, yes, obviously we're going to talk about it, and in a large part because there's nothing else to talk about. Like, there's, I mean, I found maybe 6 stories. You know, Tiger King is our only relief in this whole thing. Like, there's no lie. I have 5 stories about it, and I'm like, oh, thank God, something besides coronavirus. It's almost worse than coronavirus, the Tiger King.
As my life sort of changed, one of the things you do when you do radio is you go out and experience life, and then you can talk about it.
You report back.
And yeah, being locked down. I mean, yesterday my event was I cleaned the garage.
Oh, well, that's a good event.
It was, you know, it took 4 or 5 hours. Most of the afternoon, I had to pull everything out. I swept, then I vacuumed, then I mopped. Everything.
Nice.
I cleaned the treadmill. Everything. I cleaned everything. It's the garage is looking good.
It's now, pristine.
Well, and it's partly because that's our little
mudroom
entryway. Yeah. That's the way that's I found. You know, there's sweatpants out there that have been discarded in order to come into the house or whatever.
Got to scoop all that infected stuff up and throw in a load of laundry.
I mean,
is your laundry out there? Where's your laundry?
Laundry's
upstairs. So you got to cart that stuff into... Oh, boy, upstairs. So you got to take it all up into the house.
We have a laundry attachment in the garage.
Oh, so you could set up another machine down there.
So we could have set up another machine, but instead we have a treadmill.
Oh, get rid of that treadmill.
Ugh. Well, no, I mean, that's actually pretty handy, too.
Well, maybe move it out a little bit, put the machines in there, and then just do the treadmill while we're waiting to fold the clothes. You could be like... I'm going to do this until that dryer stops.
No, it's all good. I mean, that was my event. I got that done and came in and had a couple bites of salmon.
Oh, salmon.
Mm,
that's delicious.
This house eats fish.
Yeah.
Without seasoning and vegetables without seasoning. That's what we eat.
Do you have like a little side seasoning that you can kind of throw
in?
No.
I just shoved it in my head and then I think I went and watched an episode of Tiger King and called it a night.
Yeah.
And that show just, oh, dude.
It's awful. It's a show you can't stop. I'm almost done with it, thank God. I watched through episode 6 last night.
Did?
Well, we watched one while we were waiting for something, I don't know, some food thing. So we watched one, and then we watched Survivor, and then we went back and watched, so I guess I had been on the third, so we watched 2 more after Survivor. Well, I watched Survivor early. I should say that. I wasn't up until 10 o'clock at night. I watched Survivor. I know. It is good for me.
Was it a good episode?
You haven't watched it at all? It was a decent episode. It was. I liked it. It was, I'll tell you. I don't want to tell you anything. I want you to watch it. We'll talk about it. I don't want any spoilers, nothing. It was it's a good, solid episode. Some things that you've been expecting happened. Some things that you haven't been expecting happened. It was good. I don't want to say anymore because I was a little disappointed by one.
Well, I have a question about this Tiger show.
Okay.
And I realize, first of all, that, you know, all kind of people end up or have money for different reasons. Some are super smart and work hard and earn money. And some
other people
are,
just save really well. They don't. They're frugal and they don't spend a penny.
And there are people who are talented and they luck into the right job and they end up multimillionaires. But there's also people like this guy, the husband of this woman. Their show. So first of all, they say he's a multimillionaire. He could have between $5 and $20 million.
Her missing husband,
yes.
Don Lewis, I think is his name.
Do they ever say what he did to make all that money? Because they showed the police report or the some kind of restraining order against her,
tried to. Yeah.
And they showed his handwritten. The guy can't spell. I'm looking at it
Here's the thing.
How do you make $20 million when you can't?
I just don't know. And I he's got that lawyer guy too that like wasn't that guy helping him like Threaton? And I actually made John roll back. I'm like, are you kidding me? Did a fourth grader write that? Like, I think Isla probably has better spelling skills than that guy.
I get it.
They made it look like it was real estate stuff, Ben. They were talking about different properties that this guy owned.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know. Maybe you don't need spelling skills for that.
Well, you probably don't, but you still. And look, there's. This goes back to street smarts or smart smarts that you know you're born with, I guess. That you know don't include
spelling,
learning the English language and any kind, mastering the English language in any kind of way.
Well, that doesn't seem like a priority in that entire area.
No,
like, there aren't a lot of people with like a solid grasp of syntax,
right?
Or you know what word should be used when? Nope. Not a lot of that going on.
That was one of the things, though, that jumped out at me. I just thought, how did this guy accumulate that kind of wealth? So I guess he just, because you got to have some business savvy, even if, don't you?
Yes. You know, and I was thinking, too, like, you're seeing estimates on this dude, this missing guy, all right? So this is Tiger King. It's a show. It's a 7-part docuseries on Netflix. And you think it's about this guy, Joe Exotic, and it is in large part about him. But it's also about this other chick, Carol Baskin, and whether or not she maybe killed her husband 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She got, by the way, so now by now you must have seen, I didn't want to spoil it for you yesterday, but they show shots of the guy she's married to now at their wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he wore like a Fred Flintstone kind of across one shoulder animal print. Toga, sarong, I don't know what those are called. And then at one point, at their wedding, on the beach, she's got like a dog collar on him, and he's on all fours. I'm like, that is the weirdest relationship I've ever seen. What is going on there?
Well, I mean, he said it. It's my job to make her the happiest woman on the face of the planet. Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's you try in a partnership to take care of each other. And if she needs you in a Flintstone costume with a dog leash on, I guess...
Well,
that's where that goes.
What Carol wants, Carol gets.
I guess.
But getting back to how much money this first husband had, or the missing husband, I should say, because I think it's her second husband. The way that she lives and the amount of money that she's able to spend on those tigers, I'm going to guess it's closer to $20 million. And the other thing is that her online presence, like, it sounds like she was a real kind of a genius when it
real
came
savvy.
To the social media thing. Like, she was on it from the get-go. Because, you know, 20 years ago, none of this stuff was there. But she was saying she's making, like, 20-something grand a week just on views. She goes, and then all of a sudden I started getting checks from Facebook. I'm like, people get checks from Facebook? That's obnoxious.
Well, I don't know if that's partly because of her charity. Like, she's you know, framing that as a charity, and so therefore she's getting donations. I don't know.
Oh, you think that might be what
it is? No, I don't think. I'm just guessing. I don't know what her... That's... Believe me, as I was watching yesterday, the thing that struck me was, how are these people rich?
Right.
I mean, I said it already, this Tiger King guy, the one that's in jail now, spoiler alert.
No, it's not a spoiler. Even in the first show, they show him... making calls from prison.
And that dude's a loser, but he hustles. You can't, I mean, that's a dude who wakes up in the morning and goes all day. And whether or not you like what he's up to, and I don't, I still think like, wow, he hustles.
Yeah. So I will, not to give any spoilers, and I won't, but I am going to say this. So you're done with three episodes?
Yes. Four okay. started, and I watched 10 minutes of it before I pulled off. That Netflix restarting stuff is really, that's tough.
They've made you, because you get, then all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to turn this off. It right. feels like one long episode.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So there's some crap that happens in the next couple episodes. Like, first of all, you find out why Joe is in jail, because it's not really what you think. I mean, it is, because we'd heard the story. I don't want to say too much in case people are watching it. But there's some stuff that happens with his marriages that is effing stunning.
Who Joe's marriages, right?
Joe's marriages. Mm-hmm. There's some
well,
stuff.
What could go wrong? I mean, he's married to two men at once.
So yeah, many things.
Not that. Not. There's a lot. I guess this is like the worst thing that could happen.
I mean, marriage is a piece of cake. What's it? How do you get that wrong?
Yeah, thinking about the worst thing that could happen, and that's pretty much what happens.
Well, it's just effing tragic. Like, mm-hmm. it's. I mean, it's not like a lot of this crap is kind of funny because you're like, oh, my God, what a bunch of hicks. Like, is this really what their life is like? Like, I, you know, and then all of a sudden this thing happens. You go, oh, that's real. That's pretty effing real. Are you?
Oh.
How far are you in it, Brittany?
Me? I'm middle of episode 6.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm talking about, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to, you know, the thing is, if you find yourself with enough time, you just keep watching it, man.
I have it on in the background as I'm emailing. Eating, it's just there. Oh, and I'm like, oh wait, rewind it. No, I'm rewinding every time okay. I feel like I miss something. But yeah, it's on. I'm just leaving it there.
Bryn, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So Anita's home, right?
Oh yeah.
So she's home.
Yeah.
This is really fun for both of us.
So great. you're both home and Cameron's with you. Are mm-hmm. you seeing your parents at all?
No, I mean, I've been FaceTiming more than I ever have with uh-huh. my entire family with all the screens. It's like 8 screens, 9 screens sometimes.
That's nice.
It's hilarious, but no, I'm not.
So Anita is catching the bulk of the baby care then?
We switch off hardcore because she is constantly doing pretty much what your wife is doing. So she's always on these calls, whether mm-hmm. it's... video calls or some a lot of the time she has it so there's no face there but she's on audio
so she has work stuff that she
I guess so. There's a bunch of training and tests and learning more products. This is a good time for them to learn the products because you know normally they're busy working but now they get to do all the stuff
all the training
all the training.
All right,
well that's good. So I mean it sounds like she's probably still getting a paycheck for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's constantly like, can you just watch her for another like 30 minutes, please? I'm like, honey, I'm doing something myself. I got stuff to do. It looks like I'm just on the computer, but I'm working too.
Thank you so much for saying that because this struggle is so goddamn real. I don't know how because it just sounds like bitching. And I know what that sounds like. I've been the single guy with no kids going, you shouldn't have made him if you didn't want him. Well, okay, fine. That's true. And yet I never saw a pandemic trapping me in the house.
Right.
Trapping
things
all
you just
of
can't
us.
See coming at
well,
you.
But who would ever?
3 weeks ago, we barely saw that this thing was coming. 3 weeks ago, we were still at work. We had just been talking like, well, what if we did have to work from home? What would that look like? Then the next day, Greg Nemes is all, you're working from home. Do not come back here.
Yeah, you know what? I saw it this morning as I was doing some of our show prep that it's 2 weeks today that the government issued the shelter in place. So right. We actually did get in early.
Oh, good for us. We were in right when they first said get in. Yeah, that week was – I remember that week being – a really weird one. Like it was, and which is why we started talking about like, well, should we be working from home? And deep down inside, I was a little bit excited about like, oh, wouldn't it be so fun to work from home? And Vinny wouldn't have to do his massive drive. And, you know, it'd be so relaxing.
I want my drive
home.
Back.
I know, I want my drive back too. I want my out of this house back.
That's something I never thought you'd say.
Yeah, me neither.
Yesterday.
But I didn't see this. Reality, it's yeah. hard.
It's harder than you think. It's harder than you think, man. Mm-hmm. The yesterday we went to John just had an errand to run in San Rafael.
Oh, and I saw the picture of him wearing a mask.
Yeah, yeah. He had to drop off a return thing at a UPS store, which they're open. And he was just going to hop out of the car. I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Like, put the mask on. He's like, I'm like, I'll tie it on you. What is the matter with you? You think I made these for my health? I'm not going anywhere. So I just was like, anything to get out of the house. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to go up to Santa Monica. I'm going to. Mm-hmm. I go, you can listen to your book. I don't care what you do. You know, I don't have to talk to you the whole time. I need you to take me because I can't be here anymore.
Well, the running joke or one of the jokes that we sort of played with when this all first started, I think it was even before it sort of hit the United States. It was about Italy and it was about China and couples that were seeking divorce after being trapped in the house for a while. And, oh, funny, look at the couple was just holding it together and then they came undone. I don't even know if that's the case. I think that you start divvying up the duties and someone's got to work and the other, man, there's a real struggle there. And I bet a lot of resentment, too, by the people who are feeling themselves catching more of the load than others, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're definitely immersed in whatever your relationship is. And it's hard because I don't know, I guess maybe you just don't realize how much you count on being able to see other people. And, you know, when you're really stuck with the same people, you better really like them because every little crack turns into a crevice, turns into a chasm, a chasm, whatever it's called. And finally, it's an abyss and you fall
so,
in and you're just...
I don't know how to coach everybody up into a reset, but man, try to reset because, apologize if you need to, do what you got to, you know, get a reset and start over because we're here.
We're here for the long haul.
I know April.
I mean, at least until May, at least.
Yeah, well, and they're saying that we'll see a decline in these cases as we get over the middle of the month. So, you know, these are the projections, I guess they call them.
Right.
Hopefully that's true. And we do start to see the things taper off and head the right direction. And even that'll be like, oh, a positive sign.
Right. Well, the thing is, as soon as that happens, I fear that people are going to try to run right back. Oh, great, we're all set. It's on decline. Woo. No, like the whole point is you got to go kind of until the cases stop happening. And,
right.
And that's when it'll be safe. So, you know, just try to take it day by day. And like Vinny always says, pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pace yourself, man.
I did the whole garage. There's no half garage yesterday. Mm. I kicked ass.
Did you make the kids help you?
You know what I did was, like anybody, you've had a kid come out and you go, this isn't helping at all. In fact, I feel like I have more work because you're out here. So I found
now
ways.
Now I'm watching you too.
Yeah, there's workarounds. So like I mopped the whole thing and then I gave her a wet mop, no soap. And was like, okay, go over the whole thing again. And she's like, okay. And that became dancing and all the things that it
becomes. That's what you got to crank the music up and say, do the mop dance. Here we go.
She danced. I have a video, but it shows too much of our yard and our neighbor's house. So unfortunately, I'm not going to post it. But I was cranking Rancid and she was dancing and it was all time my heart. I was like, look at her dance to Rancid. This is awesome.
All my dreams are coming true.
I mean, I live through a lot of creamed crap music that I have to just put a smile on my face and deal with. And that moment almost made up for all of it.
Yeah, those are sweet moments. It's great that we have cameras right on our phones now because you'll have it forever.
Yep.
And then it's, you know, the thing too is like, you know, there's plenty of stuff you can't share on Instagram or, you know, whatever, social media, Facebook, anything. But you can share that with Maka, and you can with Nona, and with your wife. I mean, you know, there's nobody else in the world that will sit and listen to you talk about your kids
care,
you
know. Right? I know. Well, right. What I did was I was taking a video of the cleanup job I'd done, and as I passed the she dances on the treadmill. So maybe because there's a little spring to it, I don't know. But as I'm panning, there she is going crazy. And I keep going, and then I come back, and she's still just going crazy. And it's just like, oh, that's perfect. Anyway.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's do this thing. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.